This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch.
Hello, I'm Esther Smith. Many words in the English language have several different meanings. One of these words is grace. Grace is a word that can mean a lot to some people and not much to others. To the Christian, it means a lot, and Roy will expand on this later. But first, here's By Grace Alone by Michelle Lodder.
By grace alone. You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Here's Roy to tell us more about the rich meaning the word grace has for Christians.
What comes to mind when you hear the word grace? Maybe you know someone whose name is Grace. Or maybe you think of the little prayer that some people offer before a meal. They say grace. When I think of the word grace, well, my heart is moved to joy and thanksgiving because I think of the grace of God, and that grace is awesome. The very thought of grace thrills my soul, and if you are a Christian, well, then no doubt the word grace must be one of your favourite words as well. The word itself is music to your ears. You know, the Apostle Paul, who is the human author of a number of the books we have in the Bible, could not help but praise God when considering grace. For instance, when we look in the Bible to the first chapter of Ephesians, we see that much of it is about grace. Consider what he says near the beginning of this chapter. Paul cannot help but proclaim with his joy in his heart, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Paul begins his letter to the Ephesians by considering this glorious theme of God's grace, praising God as he does so. And really, what more glorious theme could he begin with? When considering this thing, how could he not praise God? But you know something? Paul does not simply say, "Grace is wonderful, thank God for grace, praise be to God for grace." You see, this would not do justice to the marvellous thing, because the thing is, there are truths about grace which are very important to know. There are truths about grace when we know them, when they have worked their way into our hearts. Then these truths can only enhance our appreciation for what grace is all about. You see, the grace of God is not just some vague reality that defies description. There are truths about God's grace which, if we know them, can lead to praise God even more. For instance, consider verses 7 and 8 from Ephesians 1. It says there, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us." Now, when you first hear this verse, it might not seem much to you, but it does teach us a whole lot about grace. Consider, for instance, what these verses tell us about the ultimate demonstration of God's grace, the best and most awesome way in which God shows his grace. "In him we have redemption through his blood." In him we have redemption. The him here, of course, refers to none other than Jesus Christ. In Christ we have redemption. In Christ, those who belong to him, those who believe, those who are true Christians, they are redeemed. So there you have it. That's it in a nutshell. That's the ultimate demonstration of God's grace. But then you might ask, what does it mean to have redemption? Well, to put it simply, to be redeemed means to be paid for and released. When you are redeemed, then a ransom has been paid for you and you are freed. For example, someone who has been kidnapped, when a ransom is paid for him and he is let go, he has been redeemed. To illustrate this further, let's consider a pet dog. Now let's say this pet dog was to run away from her home and the animal control people were to get hold of her. Well, if the owners of the dog wanted to get her back, they would have to redeem her. They would have to pay a fine in order to have her released. Similarly, Christians have been redeemed, paid for, and released. Now, of course, the redemption of Christian believers is far more important and far more special than redeeming a dog from animal control. And the fact of the matter is, it was far more expensive. To release a dog would take a few dollars, but the price that was paid for the redemption of God's people was much higher, infinitely higher. In fact, you could not measure the cost of this redemption in dollars and cents. What was the cost? Well, Ephesians 1 puts it clearly, "In him we have redemption through his blood." That's the key. Through his blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. That was the price paid for redemption. Now, why blood? Well, as we read in Hebrews 9, verse 22, it reads there, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. The only thing that could pay our ransom is blood." And we're not just talking about getting a knife, cutting open a wound and bleeding a bit, no. We're talking about the complete shedding of blood. In other words, we are talking about death. The only thing that could pay for us is death. The only way that you can be redeemed is because Jesus Christ died on the cross. But now you might be saying to yourself, but why do I need to be redeemed? Why do I need the price of blood paid for me? To be redeemed means that a ransom is paid, and Christ paid the ransom with his blood. To be redeemed means that we are freed, released, because of a ransom being paid. This would suggest, of course, that there is something that we need to be freed from. There is something that we need to be delivered from. My friend, what would you need to be delivered from is slavery to sin. Everyone in their natural state is a slave to sin. And the thing is, you may not even realize it, but that doesn't make your slavery any less real. Like a person who has cancer and doesn't even know it, his lack of awareness of his sickness does not make him any less ill. You are in bondage to sin. Because of sin, you deserve God's judgment. But thanks be to God, you can be redeemed. As 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20 tells us, we were bought with a price. Christ paid the price with his precious blood in order that you might be freed from slavery to sin, in order that you might know the joy of his freedom. Surely, there can be no greater demonstration of the grace of God than in the redemption that has been paid because of the shedding of Christ's blood. The just anger of God has been averted. The ransom has been paid. Praise be to God for his marvelous, his wonderful, awesome grace. Are you a Christian? If you truly believe in Jesus Christ, then you can know that you are redeemed, that your sins are paid for. If not, God calls upon you to repent of your sins and believe in Jesus Christ. Then you also can be saved from the just anger of God against sin. You also can have your sins forgiven. You also can be redeemed. You also can join with believers everywhere in praising God for his wonderful grace.
That was Roy de Vries reading edited material written by Reverend Jim Klasinger. Next week we'll be considering God's grace further, and we hope you'll join us on Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. Until then, on behalf of the Foundations team, goodbye.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.